Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
We looked yesterday at the words of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 through verse 11. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And then he asked this question, seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy manner of living and godliness? 2 Peter 3, 9 through verse 11. He's asking the question, what manner of persons ought we to be in view of the fact that the Lord is coming again, and His coming is going to be secret as far as men knowing the time. No one knows the day nor the hour. In view of the fact that He's going to be coming as a thief in the night, and what manner of persons ought we to be? We should be living for self, but not selfishly. By living for self, I mean that we should be concerned about our soul, and we should want to make our calling and election sure, but certainly not live a selfish life. And secondly, we notice that we should live for others, but not instead of others. We should live to want to be of service to our fellow man and help them in every way that we can. What manner of persons ought you to be? How should we live? We should live as though we were in the presence of God every minute, because we are. David asked of God, as we read yesterday, this a little review, Psalm 139, verse 7 through verse 11. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He said if he ascended up into heaven, even there God would be. If he made his bed in Sheol, in the abode of the dead, even thou art there. He was saying that there's no place that we can really escape the presence of God. And we should live in the presence of God every minute, because we are. Now, number four today, how should we live? We should live as though the eyes of the world were upon us, because they are. Paul said to Christians, ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2. It makes no difference how well or how poorly we write. Men read our life by our conduct. And in our writing, we either bring honor to the cause of Christ, or we give an occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme His name. Each day, we are adding a new page to our book of life, and we should be careful what we write, for it is known and read of all men. The poet expressed it this way, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples are always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see good in action is what everybody needs. Indeed, we need a good example. And again, how should we live? We should live as though little children were watching our every act, because they are. Children tend to idolize an adult or even an older girl or a boy. And for this reason, teenage young people should realize what a great responsibility they have to little children who are looking up to them. Sometimes older boys give a cigarette to a little child and they think it's something that's very cute. They teach him to use slang or to play some questionable prank without realizing the harm that they're doing that child. Oftentimes, parents are forgetful of the deep impression they are carving upon the soul of a little child. Our Lord said through the prophet Ezekiel, recorded in Ezekiel 16, verse 44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. We all know that as a rule, the son is a carbon copy of his dad. A father and his son were waiting for a train years ago in a strange city. They started to walk hand in hand down the street and away from the station, realizing that the little boy did not know where the street was leading. The father said to him, "Where are you going, son?" And without hesitation, the lad replied, "I don't know, but you do." He was not concerned about the way so long as the father was there and guiding him. Parents, how are you living before your children? Remember that your conduct will be reflected in the life of your child. If you are astray or you go astray, you'll lead your child the same way. In the words of another poet, it was a sheep, not a lamb, that went astray in the parable Jesus told. It was a grown-up sheep that wandered away from the 99 in the fold. Out on the hillside, out in the cold, it was the sheep that the good shepherd saw. Back to the flock, back to the fold, it was a sheep that the good shepherd brought. Now, why should the sheep be so carefully fed and cared for still today? Because there is danger if they go wrong, they will lead the lambs astray. For the lambs will follow the sheep, you know, wherever they wander, wherever they go. If the sheep go wrong, it will not be long till the lambs are as wrong as they. So still with the sheep, we must earnestly plead for the sake of the lambs today. If the lambs are lost, what a terrible cost some sheep will have to pay. So how should we live? We should live as though little children were watching our every action, for they are. And then our last question, how should we live? We should live every day as though it were our last day, because it will be for some people. It might be mine, it might be yours. One of the Bible writers said, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away." James 4, verse 13 and verse 14. And the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." And the psalmist said in Psalms 90, verse 12, "The days of our years are 80 years, yet by reason of strength they be 80, yet it is but labor and sorrow, it is soon cut off, and we fly away." So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The days of our years, our life is counted in days. And James says it's just a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For some of us, the days are limited. We don't know how many days we have in the future, but the days of our years are limited because we are advancing in age. And what manner of persons ought we to be? How should we live? As if every day might be our last. There's an appointment that all of us are going to keep someday. No one knows the day nor the hour of that appointment. And for that reason, we should live every day as though it were our last. The Apostle Peter said, "Christ will come as a thief in the night. And in view of that truth, what manner of persons ought you to be? And as if to answer it in the same sentence, in all holy living and godliness." What's your answer to that all-important question? Are you living so that you can be a friend of Christ? He said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." John 15, verse 14 and verse 15. Jesus calls his disciples his friends because no secrets are kept from them. They know all that the Father revealed to his Son. And this knowledge is all found within the pages of the New Testament. And we may all read it to learn the truth. In his last will and testament, the Son of God promises eternal life to all who obey him. Hebrews 5, verse 9. He's the author of eternal salvation to all them who obey him. In his farewell message to his disciples, Jesus gave the plan of salvation which we are to follow if we love him, if we want to be saved. He commanded the apostles to teach the gospel to all nations, that men might believe in him, that they might repent of their sins, that they might be baptized into Christ for the remission of their past sins, as he commands in Mark 16, verse 16. As Christ revealed all that the Father gave him, he taught Christians to continue in the faith and that they be faithful unto death if they wanted that crown of life, Revelation 2, verse 10. And we urge you, my friend, to become a Christian, to faithfully worship and serve the Lord so that heaven can be your home when the Lord's done with us here. Until tomorrow, a very pleasant good afternoon.